And we have on the line Xander Hazel, who is the executive director of the Champaign Center Partnership. Welcome to the program, Xander.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Good
sure,
morning.
No problem. So it's been a little while since you've been on, I think even pre-COVID maybe. But
yeah, I might have been on, I think, during the holiday season in 2020.
that's ages ago.
Seems like way too long. Like it. It's good to have you back, and it's good to see things getting a little bit more back to normal. But before we get started with all the stuff that the Champaign Center Partnership does and sponsors, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Champaign Center Partnership is a local business association serving Champaign's downtown, midtown, and campus town. And, you know, our goal is just to keep things vibrant and active in our core commercial district. And, I'm the executive director. I've been here for, March of 2020, so just over 2 years now.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So what are some of the things that you have on your plate for the partnership? What's going on there?
Yeah, so this is event season right now. So we're just gearing up for a great summer and fall full of events. So the biggest promotion that we're working on right now that's kicking off on May 26th is our 13 Thursdays Campus Town promotion. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to go and explore Champaign's Campus Town and some of the businesses that are down there while students are away. And so we have a handful of businesses that offer deals every Thursday, as well as movies on the quad happening in front of Illini Union every Thursday for 13 weeks.
Hmm. Yeah, and you're right. That is a good time to go to Campus Town because it's a little easier to find parking.
Well, and some of the craziness is not, you know, there as it is during the busy times.
Yeah, no, that's true. And we do provide, we'll provide free parking when you go and support the businesses that offer deals and discounts. You can ask for parking validation at the Campus Center parking deck. That's located on 6th and Healy Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good. That's a bonus.
You said that starts the end of the month?
May 26th.
May 26th, so coming up fairly quickly. It's amazing how quickly this month has gone.
Yes.
And so what else have you got going?
Yeah, so we're co-sponsoring, co-organizing a new live music and artist fair happening every first Saturday. We're doing this with Farron's Pub and Fire Doll Studio, both downtown businesses. So over on Taylor Street, which is that sort of pedestrian walkway that cuts between Neal and Walnut, every first Saturday you can experience a lot of live music. I think we usually have about six bands from 2 to 10 p.m., as well as anywhere between 10 and 13 vendors, which could be local artists or makers, among others. So we just kicked that off last Saturday. But it will be returning every first Saturday through October in downtown.
We haven't been to that yet. We did announce that, I think, last week. But
wonderful.
It seems like a pretty small space for that much stuff going on. Is that the parking lot right there near the Blind Pig's, beer garden? Or is it,
yes. So Taylor Street intersects with the Blind Pig's beer garden. So where Cowboy Monkey is, they usually have. They'll have tables there, but we put a stage by Farron's, and you know it does look small, but we managed to fit a lot in there, and people still feel comfortable with it. It works out really well for a little event plaza.
Yeah, it's a great space. That's for sure.
It is a great space because there's no traffic because it is and that makes a lot of sense to do it in a the pedestrian kind of walkway.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Well, and I hope that, maybe, some years down the road that, because there is a little bit of a roadway, but it's really only used for trash hauling on Friday mornings. That's the only reason why a car needs to go down there. But maybe that in the future, it can just be, a nice common area with with the more infrastructure to support people, you know, sitting or walking through or doing other events in the summer too.
Yeah. So are there other things coming up, or do we need to talk about, I'd like to ask you a little bit about some of the other work of the Champaign Center Partnership, how things are going with the businesses. Have you really been able to increase membership now that people are back to getting a little bit closer back to normal activity?
Yeah, so we've, membership is pretty stable right now. You know, we do what we can with our small operation. We are also seeing a lot of new businesses come into the community, which I think is really exciting too. In March and April of 2020, we did see a lot of permanent closures and, you know, we can still see evidence of that. Mm-hmm. In downtown as well as in campus town, but things are slowly getting back. I'll say that for a lot of our hospitality businesses, it is pretty difficult with the cost of goods and inflation and all sorts of other larger factors that are influencing how they do business. But slowly but surely, we're moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But there are still some challenges, I'll say.
Yeah, it has been a long road.
And business is picking up, I would assume, steadily, even though, you know, prices seem to be higher and, you know, it's more expensive to travel and so forth. But I think people are ready to, you know, to get out and do mm-hmm. things because they haven't been for the last couple of years. And are you seeing that?
Yeah, I think definitely, or at least customers coming through is definitely pretty close to normal. Hmm. But I think the way that the businesses are managed now has changed a lot, both in terms of staffing and the cost to doing business. We're not quite, I don't know if we'll ever get back to normal in terms of how we remember, going out and experiencing nightlife or experiencing private businesses, but, we are closer. We're in a better spot, I should say, than we were this time last year. So I'll take that as a win, right?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, too, that as things, get started, with Friday Night Live happening mm-hmm. here fairly soon, that the businesses are going to see their, increase in patronship. So we'll hope
Well,
for
as
that.
Long as they can be staffed appropriately, too.
That's the thing. Right. Yeah. That's the biggest challenge, I think, at the moment. So did we miss anything, Xander?
Well, I'd just say that, apart from the stuff that we try to organize, there are a lot of really great other events happening in downtown. This month in particular, we have a lot of live music happening at your neighbors at Seven Saints on May 20th with Modern Drugs and Belle Isle. Mm-hmm. And then a number of, May 13th, we have Macon Sass at Poor Brothers across the street from the studio, and another event later on this month, Summer Soul Fest, I think it is. Folks can stay tuned with a lot of events that are happening in downtown and campus town at our website, champagnecenter.com. We're excited to welcome people back to downtown for a really great patio season, a really great music season, so it should be a lot of fun.
It should be. And if people want more information about Champaign Center Partnership, where do they go?
You can go to our website, champagnecenter.com, or you can follow us on social media at Champaign Center.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for joining us today. Xander Hazel, Executive Director of the Champaign Center Partnership.